Kevin Puglier is a self-taught artist who specializes in creating carved and inlaid buffalo horn spoons, cups, and jewelry. Puglier says getting the opportunity to have his work on display at the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indians George Gustav High Center in New York City is a bit overwhelming.
I mean, it's unbelievable for me to think now that I'm from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, didn't start art until I was 30, and now I'm in New York City doing a very prestigious art show with a bunch of the finest Native artists in the country.
Puglier is unlike many artists who knew what they wanted to do from childhood or began learning their craft from older family members.
I started basically just trial and error, learning everything on my own, making an art form that no one else does in the country. So it's really uncharted territory what I'm doing and trying to get my artwork out to the world.
Sean Turman is the museum's cultural arts manager. Turman says if you're an artist trying to get your work out to the world, New York is the place to do it.
It's small because we only have a maximum of 38 artists, so it's highly competitive to get into the market. And New York has a very unique community of people that are interested in Native art, so we have a really good attendance of collectors, galleries, and artists find it highly important to the development of their careers to make these connections in a city like New York City.
Turman adds that taking part in the Native art market is a tremendous opportunity for any artist, but especially for one from a rural area like South Dakota.
To be able to say that you displayed at the Smithsonian helps, I think, because it is America's museum.
Sean Turman describes Kevin Puglier as an asset to the state of South Dakota.
His work is exquisite. It's amazingly creative. So in my opinion, what an artist does, like from South Dakota and Kevin, and being that he's Lakota, he brings an understanding to the nation for South Dakota of that there's creativity happening up there.
Criteria for determining which artists are invited to take part in the Native art market include quality, presentation, and artist history. The annual event features a wide selection of items, including handmade jewelry, beadwork, pottery, baskets, prints, paintings, and sculptures. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.